All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joe, you wouldn't happen to have any tickets for that that Panther opener, would you?
Oh, my gosh. So funny you said that.
How many requests have you gotten for that one? Stanley Cup-ish?
Well, first they said they went through the team to try to get them. They couldn't get them. Either that or they weren't the right tickets. Like, I don't know, is there like maybe just the high corners left? Because nobody in my life's going to go high corner. Not my. So they're like, and I go, hey, man, I don't have any pull. Only poll I have is at 8:40, Paul Maurice is going to come on. That's the only thing I have. The Panthers head coach going to join us. Stanley Cup champion. And but no, that's a hot. I'll tell you what else going to be a hot ticket. Sounds like a lot of Canes fans are going to be shooting up to Tampa for that South Florida game.
That's going to be fun. That game's going to be sold out, right? So
that's
it should
great,
be a really
man.
Good atmosphere.
So good.
Yeah, I by the way, you've been on this for a while, and I think you're right. The Florida team should all play each other. They really should, man. This is fun. Right? And throw FIU, FAU in the mix. By the way, USF comes down to Boca later this season to play FAU. But I think all those teams should play.
Central Florida plays Florida in
yeah.
a week or two.
I know I mess around with the UCF a lot, but like those teams should all play each other.
Well,
isn't that fun? Like, don't you want to know like the state champion? Like the true state champion at the end of this thing when it's all said and done?
Well, I don't know if we're ever... Yeah, it would be nice. You can't all play each other. It'd be
no,
really
I
hard
know.
To get everybody to play. But
still would be fun to have a lot more
listen,
of these
man,
matchups.
Listen, man, South Florida's got a nice little team, and I'm working off what they've done against Alabama the last 2 years. And so, by the way, Mario got after it yesterday, like, hey, we can't take these guys lightly. I'm watching the Alabama stuff. My guys have seen it. They better know if, you know, don't get caught. ACC starts next week. Don't get caught saying ACC's next week. We start our schedule. Don't get caught on the bridge.
That
don't get
happen.
Caught. And, don't get caught on the
it's
bridge.
It's not a trap
Bring
game
it.
Or anything like that. I think they're very well aware of, you know, what USF's about. And you, know,
you just don't want to go.
I think they'll play a good game, Joe.
You don't want to go in the fourth quarter. With a game, 10-point game
well,
or something. That's all.
I don't. You think they're going to be up by 2-3 touchdowns?
Well, they can.
That team. I don't picture a blowout.
Woody, I got to tell you,
we were wrong about the Florida game. Remember, we ripped that kid.
Woody
said they were going to win by 4 touchdowns, and they did.
Woody, this team is so much better than any team that the Canes have had in so long. I get scared when I go back and I start going. This is the best. This team is really talented, and it's a combination of his recruiting classes through the high school system. We got to say that now. A few guys that were here from Manny Diaz, and the third part of this, and one of the biggest parts, if not the biggest part of it, has been the transfer portal, especially the group that he just brought in. Now, saying that, the guy he brought in, the greatest family work we've ever done is Maui Noah brothers, from the linebacker to the right tackle. Right tackle's playing out of his friggin' mind. He looks like a first-round pick right now. And his brother? His brother can play in the NFL every day of the week. And he's a hitting machine. Like, we got to check with the Maui Noah family. And we got to check with a kicker's family and see if we got another kicker, too. They got any more kickers coming
It's a great point, though. We were talking about this a lot during the 9-hour pregame we did during the rain delay on Saturday. There's a lot of NFL talent on that Hurricanes team, and that's not something you could really have said, you know, the years prior, but there's a lot of NFL talent, and I think the most important position, they have a real talented guy. Joe, they haven't had a first-round NFL quarterback, and I think it was like, I don't know, Tim Reynolds said the year was like the 80s or something.
It's been a long time.
Can you believe like the 80s?
Well, first
like,
of all, Testaverde was a first-rounder. Jim Kelly was a first-rounder.
Yeah, that's a long time ago, though, yeah. Man. So you had Ken Dorsey, right, who was not
seventh-rounder.
Yeah, but Ken Dorsey, this is – Ken was the best quarterback since.
I think Geno was – Geno's seventh, sixth or seventh-round pick.
I think you would say, right, Cam Ward is the best quarterback. And I know it's a small sample size, but he's the best quarterback they've had since
I'm
Ken
hold
Dorsey.
Off. I'm going to hold off, but –
He's the best quarterback they've had
nobody
since Cam Dorsey.
Nobody else
since
is
Ken
holding
Dorsey,
off.
I don't think that's even debatable at this point. Like, who else would you put ahead of him?
Well, he's
– Brad Kaya is the only other one that's gotten drafted, right?
Yeah. Very quiet, yeah.
Yeah, he was in the sixth or seventh round or something, too.
Look at the guys from last year's team. They had a bunch of guys come out. Some guys decided to come out early.
Yeah, they're playing well in the NFL.
Eligible. Come on.
Couple.
Freaking but they didn't rookie have. Rookie free agents.
They have a
going
different level
the seventh
of
round.
This
and this, they have nothing against that group from last year. They have nothing in common with this group that they have. These pass rushers they're putting out right now. With Reuben Bain still out?
I know.
So anyway, we'll
see. They're getting healthy to go into
expecting,
this game.
Expecting get two of their offensive linemen back. Jalen Rivers back at left tackle would be nice.
Mm-hmm. And I agree with you, by the way, on paper. I think Miami's significantly more talented. That's obvious, right, going into this game. But I don't know, man. These Florida teams seem to all play each other somewhat tight for the most part, unless you're the Gators.
Alabama had two mistakes. They had 12 or 13 penalties, and the other part was they turned the ball over three times.
Yes. Miami's done a good job, by the way, penalties and turnovers this year.
Been great. And by the way, you take one thing away against the Canes, like you stack the box, and we're not going to let you run with that big offensive line. And this guy goes, okay, I'm getting ready to throw for 350 yards. I'm going to spread it out to all my guys, so get ready. So they have the ability, like, early on, you're going to stop the run. Okay, then I'm just going to get it out wide and let the playmakers. And by the way, the playmakers, you know, it just seems like everybody got a lot better. It just seems like that receiver group. You know, some of these guys, we've been going, I don't know if this guy can play. Horton, I don't know if he can play. Now they're catching the ball and jumping over dudes for another 10 yards and breaking tackles. And
well, don't you think it helps that you have an elite running back? Right, you actually have two really good running backs. Fletcher's been playing out of his mind. So you got two really good running backs. How about the tight end position is starting to make an impact for the first time in a while?
It's because he's healthy.
Yeah, he's really good. You talk about guys that are going to play on Sundays.
Arroyo has been unbelievable. You're right. No, listen, hey, and I just say this to all Canes fans, man. Like, for everything you've been through, it's kind of like the Dolphins. Like, everything you've been through, since when you were a little kid, you saw what greatness looks like, and then you went through whatever this has been for a couple of decades. If you got the day off or you got 36 hours or 48 hours and you don't have to, you know, even if you're running up there and running back, go enjoy it. Go enjoy the friggin' product, man.
The product's awesome. And it's, you know, again, like I do the pregame with Monroe, and you have to go back to when Monroe played to when the team was good, right? I mean, he was rattling off guys that he played with Vilma and Beeson and Sean Taylor, and I mean, you're talking about all-timers, man. But they have some studs on this team. They have some guys that are gonna be really good on Sundays, and I think the biggest difference is you got a guy playing the quarterback position who's probably going to be a first round pick.
For the way too early mock drafts, yes, way too early.
Yes, the way too early.
Everything's way too early, man. The media, like, we've already, and that, now they're doing with the 2-0 teams and the 0-2 teams,
I know.
And I'm like, in the NFL, and it's like, calm down. By the way, anybody think Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield, Geno Smith, Derek Carr, and Justin Fields would all be 2-0?
And Gardner,
how about all those comeback? How about all those comeback stories? Derek Carr, Gruden just said. Well, the Gruden, right, said, you're not very good. I don't. He didn't like him. Didn't like him.
His emails leaked.
Baker.
It's early, man. It's early.
Sam Darnold? You know. Sam's been on a few teams.
Sam Darnold looks like looks all world out there. I don't know. It's very early.
Justin Fields hasn't had to do a whole lot on that team. But hey, man, you're 2-0. You got to keep playing them. Crazy, crazy stuff.
Cam Ward, the other thing about Cam Ward is he's off the field, right, and in the locker room and all that stuff, he's just as good as he is on the field. And I think he's got that going from the other quarterback who's going to be up there in the first round is Deion's kid, right? Shedeur Sanders. And I just showed you a video of him, and you know, he's walking off the field against Colorado State. And I know the Colorado State quarterback said some stuff about him. But, dude, when the guy goes to shake your hand after you beat him, don't point in his face.
I don't know. Woody.
Like, come on, man. Woody, I just don't think that's a good look, man. And I get it. Like, the guy talked a little crap before the game. Everyone does. But don't you shake a guy's hand afterwards?
Yeah, there's a little. There is a lot of bad blood between Colorado State and Colorado.
I know. I just still think you shake a guy's hand after the game, pointing in his face, is just not a good look.
All right.
You don't think so? You don't care?
I don't. Like, somebody says something.
Yeah, I still think at the end of the day, and you know, after the competition, you just
you do that.
You shake the hand. You shake your hand.
This is coming from a guy that doesn't hold grudges at all. Like, you would be such
a good
team guy.
No, I stab people in the back all the time. But like, I'm just saying, you know, eventually, like, I mean,
what?
Shake the guy's hand.
Well, what would you? A guy said something about you, and you walk down the thing.
I'm also not trying to play myself into the first round of the NFL draft.
That ain't gonna affect the first round of the draft whether he shakes some dude's hand or not.
I think
this
is
a bottom line.
By the way,
there's a lot of nice guys that shake a lot of hands that can't play.
I agree with you, but I do think some of the stuff that he's doing, throwing his offensive line under the bus after a loss, I think a lot of that stuff's going to weigh a little bit on him.
So he'll get asked about that. That's a little different topic than how you treat the other quarterback that's been talking crap about you. So, listen, they got a lot more problems than that anyway.
Yes,
that team seems like they got a quarterback. They've got one of the most unique and talented cornerback wide receivers, and they got another wide receiver, and it kind of looks like that's all they have.
Yeah, it's a little bare after that, huh?
It's like, how good are they?
Someone said, by the way, it's Parents Weekend at USF. That's why ticket sales are high.
I didn't know that. Good time to do it. Parents Load weekend. It up.
I haven't been to a game in Tampa in years, man.
I hope the Canes. I hope when we're watching on TV, we get to see some orange up there. It'd be nice.
There's going to be a lot of orange. We got to figure out what color they're wearing. See what to wear. It's got to be orange, though. Or you can't wear green.
I'm
you
sure
blend in with the
no.
Bulls.
I'm guessing they coordinate that, Woody. I'm guessing. I've never seen that where two teams show up and go, "Oh my God, we didn't know you were wearing this." Hell, we got a problem here, man. We don't know who's on offense and defense. I can't believe you wore those. You knew we were going to wear them.
You know what I'm saying?
Come
you
on,
know what I'm
Woody.
Saying.
Woody, no, you say, no, that's not what you, dumbass. Sometimes your smart guy says dumb stuff, man, that's all. Hey, right now, I do want to take a second this morning to talk about sports-related injuries. I hate talking about them, I do. We've been talking way too much about them, but when you do get injured, it sure is nice to have Baptist Health, South Florida. And one of the top sports medicine programs in the country, the Baptist Health South Florida has put together. Listen, Baptist Health does a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff, got a lot of great people. But I tell you what, their sports medicine program is as good as there is in the country. People ask me, where do the pros go? And I go, enter Miami. The Heat, the Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins, FIU and FAU, all trust those great doctors at Baptist Health South Florida. Matter of fact, a lot of high school, college, and professional athletes are going to their facilities to see their doctors and their specialists. The team doctors, as well as all the specialists they have, the knee and the shoulder and foot and ankle and hand and back and hip and knee replacement and Achilles doctors. This is talking about specialists that they brought in here to South Florida that are some of the top people in the country. And, man, it's nice to know, and I'm talking about it because the next time you have an injury and I have an injury for a team sport or individual sport where we're just a little too competitive and we get injured, it will happen sooner or later. Mike McDaniel's right about that. It sure is nice to have Baptist Health South Florida ready to take good care of you, man. Three great facilities that I talk about, Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, obviously at Hard Rock Stadium right next to the practice facility, and the new facility, new now, within a couple years old, 595 and Pine Island Implantation. So easy to get to Broward County. It's right there with all those great doctors. Visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho. One go every day, man. Let's get you healthy, back playing the sports you love the most.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand and the yummy way to start the school year.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, just another reminder, we got a chance for you today to win an autographed Frank Gore jersey along with a meet and greet and photo op. And keep listening here for details on how you can win. The jerseys are courtesy of our friends at Sinbad Sports at the Coral Ridge Mall in Fort Lauderdale. If you don't win, you can purchase tickets to meet Frank Gore and get an autograph. Just go to sinbadsports.com. We'll figure out a way to give that thing away here today.
We can do that, huh? That's great.
That is a good prize. Where do you rank Frank Gore all-time running backs?
He's a Hall of Famer.
One,
as soon
two,
as he
three,
can.
Right up there.
They're not going to make him wait, I would think.
No.
His 5 years are up. He's got to be in.
That's unanimous, yes. How could you not?
What number is he now all time? He's right there. He just snuck up on everybody. I mean, you look at the guys behind him.
He played so long, too.
I saw it down here. He was unbelievable. Just the effort. And the way he played, he's old school, but he played long. He's got a hell of a story. Let's just start with Frank Gore, the high school player, Coral Gables High School, was incredible how good he was. I never like to come out and say he was the best. Like somebody asked me, we were talking about Dwayne Bowe the other day, and I talked about how good Dwayne Bowe was at Norland High School when he was playing. But I'm never going to come out and say, my God, this guy was like the best wide receiver I've ever seen, because we've had so many. But I start looking at, and Dalvin Cook was what the Florida High School Player of the Year when he was at Central. Like, there's been some really good ones. And I know when I do this, blues in my ear with some guy from like 40 years ago that was really good. But it's hard to imagine a better high school running back for people that follow that stuff than Frank Gore and how good he was.
Mm-hmm.
Then he gets injured. Gets a couple of...
The knee.
ACL, I think he got in both knees, if I'm not mistaken. Then he goes pro, and he never gets hurt. It was really durable.
So he's number three all time, 16,000 yards. Walter Payton is 726 yards ahead of him, and Emmitt Smith is like way out in front.
Yeah.
Emmitt had 18,355.
Yeah.
So that record, that probably won't ever get touched. That Emmitt Smith thing. That might be the only record in football that's safe. You'll never see another guy get close to
so
that.
I always wonder, is Jerry Rice safe? He's another guy played till he was 40. How many receivers can play till they're 40? Jerry Rice probably pretty safe.
He's got.
If we're doing safe numbers, Tom Brady safe.
Tom Brady played till he was 45. Nobody will ever play that long.
So I'm just going by age. Jerry Rice played forever, and by the way, even when he was with the Raiders, he played at a high friggin' level. Tom Brady just kept playing to make it, along with the rings. I mean, that's why a lot of people think he's the greatest player of all time, because he not only put up stupid touchdown numbers and yardage numbers, but he also won a whole bunch of championships, including leaving you-know-who to go to Tampa Bay and win another one.
Jerry Rice is so far out ahead of everyone.
I told you.
Almost 23,000. Next is Larry Fitzgerald, 17.5. I don't know, man. Don't you think someone, some point, with the way the quarterback, well, I should have said the way quarterbacks were, I was
so
going to say slinging the ball around, but I don't know, the quarterback
any,
play has been terrible through 2 weeks here.
Do
but.
You see any wide receivers coming close to playing at age 40?
No.
And I'm thinking all these athletic guys that are playing. Don't get me wrong.
There's only a few active guys that are even on this list. Like Julio Jones, I guess, is technically active.
No, Julio, come on.
13,700. DeAndre Hopkins, 12,300.
All really good players. But
Mike
those
Evans
guys
is almost at 12,000.
Yep.
Kelsey.
All great players.
Devontae is at almost at 11,000. Tyreek, by the way, 10,293 yards at 50.
Wow. Boy, he chewed up a lot of that in 2 years here, didn't he? Holy smokes. That was
how many more years
quick.
Does Tyreek play? I don't know.
Well, so much of his game's based on speed.
Yep.
And at some point, you know, we're going to see that gear leave. It just happens.
This guy says, Hollywood used to say Hill was the best ever, better than Rice. Joe used to argue, you're even shocked by Rice's numbers, untouchable. His numbers are incredible. It doesn't mean that one guy was better than the other just because the numbers are there. But
a lot of people think Jerry Rice is one of the three or four greatest players to ever play. Now, there's guys faster. We do this all the time.
Yes.
T.O. and Randy Moss were a lot more athletic. No question about it. But this guy, you can say, well, he got in the right offense where he was a big part of the offense. Whether it was Steve Young or Joe Montana, he was a big part of what they were doing. So, yeah, man, it's hard. There's not too many guys that I never thought. Tom Brady, remember when Tom Brady was like 36? He goes, I'd like to play till 45, and everybody laughed like, oh, God, come on, Tom. He did. He did it. He went to Tampa Bay. And I think he's pissed he left. I think he's mad he didn't come back another year after going through all that drama. Remember that last year with the – by the way, it's amazing. You want to talk about for anybody out there that's gone through marital drama while you're trying to get through – look what Tom Brady did his last year. She was gone. She wasn't around. Remember, he had to leave. He went spend time. He took a week off. As a matter of fact, I think Dolphins were practicing with him. He goes, I got to take off, and I got to take care of some stuff here before. He ended up playing pretty well that season for a guy that has got getting a call every other day that the wife's leaving.
Someone said Shula's record is safe. Yes, it is. No one's going to catch him.
Boy, if this guy gets his job, if he gets it.
To win, what is it, 26 more games to tie the record?
No. They're saying Belichick's
right?
got 2 years of, like, 2 years he'd have it.
In 2 years?
Yes.
I don't know.
If he gets another job.
According to this thing, wins is 328 to 302.
No, that's
for
not.
For Belichick.
For what they're keeping track of, he would need. The way
he
it was
will
going
never,
in New England.
He will never get another job.
Well,
I can't imagine he gets another job. Do you think so?
I think Belichick wants Shula's record real badly.
Yeah,
I don't
sure
think
he
it's
does.
About trying to come back and win another championship. He's already bragging about the two he's got as a coordinator with the Giants and six he has with New England and Brady. So he's enjoying that, but he wants that record, man. By the way, he ought to be worried about the big man in Kansas City blowing by him here too. That's not so crazy anymore, right?
Well, that team's winning, what, 12 games a year, something like that at least?
I don't know, but they seem to win all the close games, even when they don't look good. I have learned this year because they got some problems on that team. That team is not perfect. But
guy says had to have, add playoff wins too. That's why Belichick is so close.
Right.
Okay.
Belichick's got a ton.
It would be really, really disappointing to see him get that record.
I think
truly disappointing.
Well, there was no love affair between Don Shula and Belichick. Well,
yeah, because Shula was honest.
And that bothered him. That bothered Coach Shula. And Belichick knows it, by the way. He didn't hide it.
The cheating thing?
Yes.
Well, yeah. It should bother him. It should bother everyone.
Said he he called him Bella cheater. He called him that.
That's awesome.
Shoes didn't, you think Shoes cared when he's like 80 years old? Like, yeah, I'm watching this guy. They had to, when they had that awkward moment. Do you remember they had the greatest 100 players at the stadium down here?
Mm-hmm.
You remember that? And they had all the groups together. They had Marino over there with all the great quarterbacks, and they're sitting there in that special club of theirs. They made sure they split up. They had two head coaches. They did not have them. They did not have them together. Oh, man. Yeah. All right. Hey, see, it goes on everywhere, man. Sometimes people just don't like each other in the same. It's all right. Sometimes they just don't like it. I will tell you one thing. Shoes played by the rules, man. That all those stories about him playing by the rules, 100%. Now, I wasn't around. You heard the story about the playbook being left in the locker room. And the Dolphins players came into practice the day before the game, and one of the Raider players left the playbook there. And so one of the players, I don't know if it's Larry Zonka, one of those guys gave it to their coach and said, "Hey, coach, we got some good stuff here, man, on what they want to do to us." He says, "I'll give it to coach." Coach turned it right back over to the team, gave it right back, said, "Hey," to the Raiders. Said, somebody left the playbook over here. He got accused of watering down the field against the Jets in the AFC championship game. I don't know for sure because I wasn't there, but I'd be willing to bet Shoes had nothing to do with, because the Jets were like, "You're trying to slow the field down on us because of Wesley Walker," and Shoes is like, "No, I had no idea the water was left on or the rain or whatever. It was a mud bowl. It was up to your socks mud." But, yeah, I just don't see Shoes, like, calling somebody from the city going, "Flood it tomorrow, flood it, and keep it quiet." It just doesn't sound like the coach. All right, hey, man, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to here. So we agree on, you're saying Shula's record. I'm not going to say Shula's record until, because I'm afraid he's going to get another job.
That's, I think, just a lot of those records are safe. I do think the Shula one is hopefully safe.
By the way, now you put a little hopefully. Jerry Rice, Emmitt Smith.
Seems safe, yes. Well, the running back thing for sure. You're not going to get any more of these guys that have crazy numbers.
Tom Brady. You see Mahomes playing till he's?
No, I don't.
Mahomes can make so much money before he hits 40.
Biggest part of Mahomes' game is his mobility. Can't stand in the pocket and do what Brady did.
So does everybody out there agree? We got three safe guys right now. One running back, one wide receiver, and one quarterback safe with these numbers. Remember they're going back and forth? Drew Brees and Peyton Manning, and then Tom goes, "I don't know about you guys. You got the record, but your ass is about ready to retire. And when you do," mostly because of injury, those guys had slowed down, and he goes, "I'm going to keep playing, man. I'm going to blow by you guys." All right.
You know how we got started on all this, right? Because we're giving away a Frank Gore signed jersey.
Yeah.
We got to do that at some point during the show.
I think 8 o'clock hour. No, you know what? I think 9 o'clock hour.
All right. I like that.
You like 9 o'clock hour?
Sure.
Keep everybody around there for the chance to win that jersey.
Yeah, don't leave us.
Don't leave us, bro. Don't leave us. Hey, I'll tell you, he'll never leave you. Michael Kotze of Choice Mortgage is never going to leave you. He got some great, great plans out there. First-time home buyers, listen up. He's got some great rates for you out there. Fixed rates, you found a place in the fives right now. You can get with Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. I'm just telling you, not only that, but if you're 62 or older, you and your spouse, I want to let you know, reverse mortgage is one of the hottest mortgages we have down here. Yeah, we got a lot of people in their 60s and up. But if you got a lot of equity in your home, matter of fact, if you have your home paid off, or even better, because it gives you a place to live and get all that equity out of your home so you can have even more money for retirement or getting close to retirement and do something else with that money. Take a trip you've been wanting to take and you deserve after all these years, and a reverse mortgage can do it, and Michael Kotze can do them quickly and get you a lot of money. Get a lot of that equity out of your home for you. These are some of the things he's been doing for a long time. Self-employed and been declined by the banks. Don't worry, he's got a great program for you too. Michael Kotze, really covering everything, has for 33 years here in South Florida. I'm talking about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, of course, and he's been with us for a long time. Truly has no life. He really doesn't. When I hear he's working on a Saturday or Sunday, because a lot of people are out looking for homes, and, hey, can I get approved? And he goes, yeah, I can get it done for you real quickly. And, you know, and the banks are taking off on the weekends, taking off early at times. Well, you won't have that with Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. He built this company on great service and the knowledge to get things done for you and make sure you're real happy. Call or text him, 561-441-2730. That's 561-441-2730, MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. Woody, you're a little salty to start the day. You doing all right?
No, I'm good now. You sold me on all that hope, so I'm really good. You're a hope salesman.
Oh, did I do the hope thing this morning? Well, I hope Skyler plays well.
You know, the way I look at it, is
I just not gonna do gloom and doom in week three.
But if you do that, if you look at it that way, then you won't be as disappointed when things go poorly. And if things go well, it'll be a really pleasant surprise.
I get it, man. I get.
Like, I'm not gonna sit here and be like, oh, they're good, man. Everything's fine. It's a dumpster fire over there right now. Hopefully, it'll get better. But
all right, what do you have?
At least we have the Canes. All right. By the way, Joe, NFL ratings, they've been pretty solid here to start. People are watching all these games here. You want to start with Monday Night Football, which averaged shade over 15 million viewers. They also, so I was curious about this, how much the Manning cast would get. 1.3 million viewers for the Manning cast with Belichick.
Didn't watch at all.
That was a big bump, though. The Manning cast had only 872,000 viewers in week one, which is the lowest it has seen since its debut. I won't watch it again if Belichick's on there, to be quite honest with you. And it's not just because I hate Belichick.
You
which
are.
I do. He's just not good on there. And I don't need that level of technical analysis. You know, like, that show's fun when they bring on, you know, other players or actors or whatever they usually do, and they kind of have fun with it. It's just not fun when he's there. Like, he's an energy vampire. You know, like,
you're beautiful.
All right. And we had Amazon Prime, Dolphins and Bills, almost 15 million viewers. That was their largest peak audience to date.
So the app's numbers obviously aren't close to free TV, but...
No, but that was pretty big. We had Tom Brady, their Cowboys game they had over the weekend, Saints and Cowboys, almost 19 million viewers. It's up 11% from 2023 there on Fox.
You think a few people, not a lot, but a few people go, I want to hear Tom Brady?
I come from the school that you look at
the frigging game and you're either going to watch it or not. And that most of the time you don't know before the game starts who the announcers are.
I also don't think Tom Brady's as bad as everyone's like making him out to be. He's Brady. Like, that's, he's just being himself. The Sunday night game, Joe, Texans and Bears, not the best game ever. Shade over 20 million viewers across NBC and the Peacock. That was up 6% from week two last year. And then, you know what the big winner was over the weekend? That would be CBS, Bengals, and Chiefs.
Yeah.
Most watched NFL on CBS September game since 1998 with nearly 28 million viewers.
Oof. I'm not surprised.
Yeah,
that's game,
a big number.
Look at Cincinnati, look like a damn good team. Cincinnati outside of a stupid play made by the quarterback fumbling. And by the way, not only fumbled, it was picked up and returned for a touchdown. And then the dumb penalty. Stupid penalty by Ja'Marr Chase. It was stupid.
All right, we keep it moving. We'll stay in the NFL for this one, Joe. And, you know, the popularity of fantasy football and gambling, and a lot of people are starting websites here. There's a new one called Fantasy Life. It's been started by Matthew Berry.
Okay.
They cover fantasy and, right, and gambling and stuff. And this is an interesting one here. Nicholas Petit-Ferrer. You remember him?
No.
He's a lineman for the Tennessee Titans. And he has signed on to be a fantasy analyst for this network.
Okay.
While he's still currently playing, by the way. Like, while he's playing. So if that wasn't strange enough, that a guy, an active player, is going to be an analyst on a fantasy and gambling network.
That is weird, Woody.
Mostly fantasy.
My radar just went up. Not good.
Your radar may really go up here because last year he was suspended by the NFL for gambling.
Oh, come on.
He's one of those.
You can't make that up.
He's one of those guys.
And the league goes, hey, don't worry about it. We think you're fine.
Remember in the beginning of 2023 when all those names started popping out?
Are you sure he's not retired?
Yeah, he's on the team. Yeah.
This
and not
really
to mention,
weird.
I mean, to add to that, Joe, in case you really want to add fuel to the fire here, Pro Football Focus has him as like the worst, one of the worst players in the league. He allowed 9 pressures on his own. All these next-gen stats and stuff.
This is really, really crazy that the league has signed off on him doing this. Because it is gambling. Fantasy football is gambling.
Yeah, so apparently one of the rules that you guys have to abide by is daily fantasy is a no-go. Now, I suppose if you really wanted to, you could do a season-long fantasy league as long as it wasn't for money.
I don't know.
Right? I mean, I'm sure people in the business have fantasy
teams. Why would he
teams,
be doing this after he already got busted?
It's kind of
just quit. Just funny, go do it full time. Quit. Go get all the action you want. Have 200 leagues.
Have that team coming up here in a few weeks. All right. Over to the Panthers here, Joe. The Cats extended their deal to stay in Sunrise. We'll keep them there through at least 2033. And likely beyond that, the arena, which has changed names a handful of times, now the Amerant Bank Arena.
Yeah.
And the Panthers will raise their banner there on October 8th when they welcome in the Bruins. That'll be a pretty cool night.
Wow, and you got Boston there coming in town for the first. Oh, God, yeah. That's no wonder that ticket is friggin' hot.
By the way, you talk about timing, Amerant Bank, man. Good timing.
Did they jump in at the right time?
Yeah. Not bad, right? The Panthers also going to hold Training Camp Fan Fest on Saturday at Baptist Health Iceplex in Fort Lauderdale.
I still haven't been over there. Still haven't.
It's right next. They have a Parker Playhouse.
No. I know where it is.
Thing.
Yeah, I used to live over there.
Nice. Yeah.
That was one of my early on lives. I lived over there.
In Fort Lauderdale?
Yeah.
Okay.
Early on, Woody.
All right. And our final one here today, Joe, we had a winner in the Python Challenge. Remember the Python Challenge?
Yeah. Is that thing year-round?
No. It's I guess it's like over a small period of time here, like 10. It's a 10-day hunt, they said here, during the from the Florida Everglades.
Yeah.
$10,000 grand prize went to Ronald, who removed 20 Burmese pythons from the Florida Everglades during the 10-day hunt.
Good job. We've got like 200,000 left to get.
Dude, they're not sneaking into people's houses, are they? Like, they're not getting close, hopefully.
I don't know what they're doing.
It says over 14,000 pythons have been successfully removed by the Florida Wildlife Commission and South Florida Water Management District.
They have some
district
sizes.
Contractor since 2017.
They got any sizes on any of these big boys they got?
One of them says nine feet 7 inches,
oh,
8
nothing.
Feet 11 inches.
No, they're a lot bigger than that. They didn't get any of the big boys. They didn't get a lot of moms and dads.
By the way, it's Rodney Barreto who was quoted in this article here. Looks like he heads a lot of this.
Rodney,
stuff
Rodney, Rodney's doing a lot of good stuff.
Chairman
man.
Of the Fish and Wildlife.
Rodney's my guy,
Commission.
Man. Rodney is our
I
guy.
Know.
Remember that spoiled kid up in Boca? Let the trash out.
Yeah,
Rodney was
I do
pissed.
Remember that. Yeah, Well, I think everyone was pissed. There was a lot of outrage for that. You can't.
I wonder if the mother and father followed up with coming down hard on their kid for that lesson, or he's just back doing the same stuff again.
They grounded him from using the yacht for a week.
Off the boat, you and your friends. No reason for that, Woody. All right, Wood. We've got. I gave you a pause. I didn't hear from you. Adam Beasley is coming up.
He's good.
Yeah, we like Beasley.
Ask him about the Python
situation. Pro Football Network. I don't think a lot of people. You ever seen one, Woody?
Thankfully, no, Joe. Thankfully, no. I would have to move if I did.
Channing probably goes out and gets them too. I can see Channing like fishing and has his gun out there and shooting them.
Yeah, I mean iguanas are one thing, but like pythons, I assume a python will bite you and eat you, right? Like they will swallow you whole.
I don't know.
Or they'll wrap around you and strangle you to death.
All bets are off on the big boys.
Text just says Shannon Sharp won the Python Challenge.
That's not. All right, we're done. Jeez. Come on.
Really? I was hacked. Jeez, man.
All right, hey. Oh, man. I want to talk to you about Atlantic Men's Clinic.
Great segue into
talking
that,
about, yeah, I'm done.
Perfect.
I'm done there. You're crazy. ED and low T, serious stuff, folks. And I've had great results with Atlantic Men's Clinic. I'm getting right to it today here. If you are dragging right now and know you're dealing with low T, it happens to every man out there. Everyone. The part you probably don't know, it happens to guys in their early 40s. To 50s, to 60s, sooner or later happens to everybody. And usually with low T and their buddy that's hanging around their ED, and when you get them, man, you get the combination package, which I had full-blown combination package. It's a problem, man. It's a problem when you have no energy to ever do anything and constantly napping and tired and didn't want to do this and looking for excuses. And by the way, when you're not active, then you're sitting home, you're gaining weight. So it's just... one problem leads to another, and then ED, your sex drive is gone. I don't know about you, but I want to stay active with my wife. And I got to tell you, Atlantic Men's Clinic, thank you so, so much. I know you're going to have great results. That's why I'm telling you right now. They do everything for you. Schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic. Do it today or tomorrow when you get a chance. And they'll do all the testing for you. Get everything done. Florida licensed medical provider will explain it to you. They're professionals over there. We'll take care of everything, show you. And then you decide what you want to do, man. They'll tell you about your numbers, what they can do for you. And if you're serious about getting rid of low T and ED, like I was, and a lot of men are, because those places, they got a big business going, 877-455-7300. It's the best phone call you can make, 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. 6 locations throughout South Florida to serve you. Make that call. Make that call. I understand, you know, this is not something you go around telling everybody about. Atlantic Men's Clinic can get you started and knock out ED and low T quickly.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nore Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.